244. Good afternoon. I would like to call Congress back to order. We had a recess for engrossment. I would like to do a roll call, please, so we can make sure everyone's here or has time to make it back to prepare to vote. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman, I saw your light come on, but I have not heard you speak yet. I will come back to you. Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
With you. Okay.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Congressman Tillman left the meeting, I think, to try and come back in. He was having problems with his audio.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start reports of select committees, and then you can notify me when he's returned.
Yes, ma'am.
Congressman Keene, reports of select committees, please.
Yes, the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this afternoon, reviewed bills ONCA 21-17, ONCR 21-02, and ONCA 21-16. Final committee action for all bills was due pass as properly engrossed, and the final the vote on all three bills was 3 yes votes. Keene, Good Fox, and Big Horse. Thank you.
Thank you.
Speaker Pratt, I believe Congressman Tillman has re-entered the call.
Yeah, clerk, I'm here. Sorry, I just had to log off and log back on.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Okay. At this time, I, without objection, excuse me, take that back. All right, we are on Bill ONCA 2116, an act to authorize and appropriate $74,000 to provide an intergovernmental grant to the Pawhuska Public Works Authority for facility improvements, water treatment equipment, installation and maintenance, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Keene is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I can close.
Okay, he would like to close. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. First, I'd like to thank Congressman Keene for bringing this to our attention. I will be supporting this bill today. I think it's a noble endeavor. But I would be remiss, I think a lot of us would be, if we didn't mention other Osages who have been impacted by this storm, by other storms, and by crumbling infrastructure throughout our nation. So while this does serve a greater purpose, it will help with the rural water district, approximately 42 meters. Our support documentation says there are approximately 25 Osages that will be served by the $75,000. This was a result of that most recent storm. There are constituents of ours in Hominy that had boil orders. There are constituents in Fairfax who had water issues. There are constituents throughout the nation who were impacted by this storm. And so I just want to remember those individuals and know that in the spring, I've got a bill forthcoming that offers additional assistance. So thank you, Congressman Keene, for this. I'll be voting in support of it, but of a much larger picture, I think, is what we need to be focusing on. And while this solves an immediate need, I think there's some conversations that need to happen regarding public infrastructure and what we can do to serve a little bit more people as well. So thank you, Madam Chair, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Anyone else?
This is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Just to address and thank Congressman Keene for bringing this forward for an immediate need, because we have people that currently do not have water. Let me repeat that, do not have water. I currently live in Gray Horse, and let me back up a minute. I will be supporting this also. And I currently live in Gray Horse, and my water pressure is to the point where I have to dance. I mean, we can't take showers. And I'm not here complaining. I'm just saying that I know that we're all aware of the impact that the polar vortex, which created the weather, had on all of us. And we would be remiss to think that there wouldn't be further need down the line. And the conversations are taking place on some levels. And so I'm glad that they are. We aren't without water over here, but we certainly have several leaks still. So there are other people out there that are in need, and I think that, and I know that we're a group of people here that support noble endeavors, and I'm really happy that we have this in front of us today, because it is going to start other conversations for other people who maybe haven't asked those questions. And there's no doubt that there will be further asks coming down the line for people such as, I mean, I would be one of those people that would benefit from the Gray Horse infrastructure being improved, the Gray Horse Rural Water District being improved at this point in time. So those conversations are out there, and I don't think that we're putting anything, anybody first or last or anything like that. And the conversations are going on. We do know that there's other needs out there. We do know there's another stimulus package coming. We do know all these things. And so if you're listening, constituents out there and anybody else, we do know that there are things that are going on out there, and there are people that we are talking to, and please give us a phone call. Because we do need to hear about these things and know how and when to ask the right questions. So there's other people that are also working towards trying to help with community infrastructures. And I hope we can work together as a group and it not just be an I. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Are there any others? If not, Congressman Keene, you have the floor.
Just to reiterate what Congresswoman Lemon and Congressman Potts said, is that I think that moving forward legislation like this, we can consider, helping people when they reach out. And, the naysayers will say, well, this is setting a precedent to where we can't ever deny anyone else moving forward. But I disagree with that. We can listen to the, tribal citizens' concerns. And if we have the means to help, I think it's a good idea. And here, I spoke to a household, they had like 6 kids, and they hadn't had, like I said, running water since November. And they were having well problems. And like the report said, the report docs, this will positively impact over 20 Osages. So I think it's just a good endeavor. And that's why I sponsored the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2116 pass?
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebar?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 2116 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion on the alternate effective date? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no.
Yes.
The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2116 is advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2117, an act to amend ONCA 2076 to modify the revenue and expenditures for historic preservation and the meat processing plant and to establish an alternate effective date. Second Speaker Rebard is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, are there any members who would like to speak for or against this bill? Hearing none, Second Speaker, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker. I would just like to thank my colleagues for participating in the Appropriations Committee meeting today so that we could talk through the different scenarios that would affect this legislation. I would like to say that I support our historic preservation and our meat processing plant as I said, as a new venture for the nation. And I see that this is another way that we become progressive as a nation in preserving things that are critical and cultural and of importance to us, as well as providing the basic need of having the ability to purchase and butcher our own meat as a nation. And so I want to thank the executive branch for working with us and providing the documents that they did, and that we always just work close together, but also work to improve. And I just want to say thank you, and that's all I have. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Second Speaker. The question is, shall ONCA 2117 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebar?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 2117 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion to the alternate effective date? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2117 is advanced to enrollment. ONCR 2102, a resolution to approve a revised fiscal year 2021 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Second Speaker Rebar is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak for or against ONCR 2102? Hearing none, Second Speaker, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Again, I just would like to thank my colleagues and the Appropriations Committee for having a good discussion about this projected revenue. And I just appreciate, again, the executive branch and everybody working together to ensure that we have transparency in our legislation. And that's it. I want to say thank you.
Okay, thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 2102 pass?
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Keane?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Excuse me. ONCR 2102 passes and is advanced to enrollment. We are now in motions and notices. Does anyone have any motions or notices? If not, I have a couple. First of all, we will, as you recall, there was a lot of work that was done on some of the paneling and things in here. And so we, and also we've been in this building for a couple to a few years now. And so we're going to have it deep cleaned this weekend, I believe, starting tomorrow. So if there's there's half of us are here, and so I would just like to ask that while you're here, if you could, you know, if you want anything in your area specifically picked up or moved out of the way so that the floors could be buffed again, stuff like that, to maybe pick your stuff up. And then if there's anyone else who would like for any of us to do that to your desks, who may not be here, we'd be glad to do that. I'll talk to you more about as we move into session, which is coming up very quickly. But I would like to say, as we know, we have the availability to go and receive our vaccine. I would just like to remind you or advise or tell you that I wish that if anyone, members of Congress haven't been vaccinated, I wish that they would please do so. We will look towards how we're going to attend session, but I think it would be safer and more comfortable for everyone in our preference if everyone has been vaccinated, if we all return for session. Also, if no one can think of anything else, then I would like to say that I would like to read Article 24, Certificate of Adoption, Section 2, the authorized signatures. We, the undersigned members of the Osage Government Reform Commission, the 31st Osage Tribal Council, the Assistant Principal Chief, and the Principal Chief, do hereby certify the adoption of this Constitution, duly ratified by a vote of the Osage people on March 11, 2006, and declare this Constitution to be the fundamental law of the Osage Nation. Jim Gray, Kenneth Big Horse, Mark Freeman, Terry Mason Moore, Harry Roy Redigal, Jody Rebard Sapahoodle, Jerry Shaw, Paul Stabler, Dudley Whitehorn, John Williams, William Sam Fletcher, Priscilla Iba, Jerry Jean Brandstetter, Joe Connor, Marvin Anthony Daniels, Henry Edward Lookout, James Norris, Charles Redcorn, Douglas Rebard, and Mary Jo Webb, prepared and witnessed by Hepsi Barnett. So I just wanted to say that today is the ratification of the Constitution that we is the form of our government, and I'm happy to be in this time, and I thank all of those leaders before us and Osages that worked
not yet
to get
not
us
yet
what to get us where we are today. We are happy to we are blessed to have many of these individuals still with us, and we are saddened that many are now gone. So I just wanted to say that much, and remember that today is Sovereignty Day, Osage Nation Sovereignty Day, and will be celebrated tomorrow. So I wish you all a happy Sovereignty Day, and celebrate with your Osage families, and just wanted to say that much. So thank you, 31st Tribal Council. Anyway, so I just wanted to acknowledge that and thank our leaders before us, and I'm happy to serve alongside them. Okay, that is it. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Motion to adjourn the session.
Motion's made.
Second.
Seconded to adjourn the 7th special session. All those in favor say yes.
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 We are adjourned. Thank you.